One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This wasn't Mark's first Father's Day, no.
It was not. It was last year. Last year I got him tickets to
that would make sense.
To Dylan Moore, and because he loves whatever that fucking sitcom is with Dylan Moore.
Black Books. What do you mean you got him something? He's not your dad.
Yeah, I know, but sure, like, that's the job, isn't it? Like,
come on, when's Nora going to start putting her hand in her pocket? Fuck's sake.
Any money Nora gets goes into the wedding fund, so, because the wedding is for her too.
What a scam. So it's scammy,
give one hand, take with the other. This year I got him Crocs. Second pair of Crocs, because he didn't like the colour of the first pair, so he refused to wear them. So I got him just plain.
Okay, so what colour did he get this time around?
He said he'd wear plain white, so I got him plain white. And to be fair, he has worn them.
Very good. Off to a great start. You are listening to Bandwagons. Welcome back, Patreons, patrons, Apple Podcast subscribers. Great to have you here. I said I would never record a podcast hungover again, and here we are. Really sorry about that. I'm actually not hungover, I'll tell you what. I think I am chasing away a sickness, and it's slowly but surely taking over my body. No, I'll tell you what, I was 100% getting sick before I went to Beyond the Pale, and then went to the Beyond the Pale and obviously drank probably excessively for 2 nights because I didn't drink Sunday, obviously. And yeah, and then you combine that with hay fever, you combine that with kind of just actively being in the rain and sleeping badly. What a bad time. What a bad, bad time. But Beyond the Pale was very good.
Was it? Who did you see?
Yeah.
Where was it?
Who did I see? So it was down in Glendalough.
Oh.
It very small festival. It's only like 5,000 people. It's smaller than Body and Soul. And everything's like in the one area. Now, there's a few like teething issues that I'm like, if you don't have them sorted out next year, because it's only the second year. So there's a bit there where I'm like, it was very relaxed, really nice crowd, ideal crowd. Everyone was like very chill, felt like everyone was on like the same vibe. No scaldiness, no fighting or any of that kind of weird shit that you're like, why?
Yeah.
Anyway, but there were a few things that I was like, few small things, right? But in terms of, before I get into even any of that, who I saw Thundercat. Does nobody move? There's blood on the floor. He does a few of the TikTok. He does, I just want to party with you. He sang a lot of songs about his cats. That was very, very good. He was actually the only person I like actively wanted to see. And then everyone else, I was kind of like going with the flow. Went to Flight Facilities. They're two Australian DJs. They were very good. And then they finished their set with Don't Stop Me Now, which was class. Queen.
Yeah, no, I know it. I'm familiar.
I'm familiar with it. Who else did we see on Saturday? I saw Book of Shade, who were two other DJs who were also very good. We went to Mother DJs, which was great. Saw Candy Stratton, who does Young Hearts Run Free.
Oh, yeah.
She was and is quite old.
Lineup. Yeah.
And did very well for... Oh, it's a madness. An absolute madness. And I'm just going to look at the lineup because I think it'll kind of jog my memory. Candy Stratton is... And I need to look up Candy Stratton's age, because I think I was very mean about her at the time. And the more I reflect on it, the more I'm like, do you know what? She did her best. There was a lot of like, young hearts run, and then like just pointing at the crowd excessively for like, oh, yeah, and us doing like a lot of the heavy lifting, you know what I mean? And like her band were great, she relied on her band a lot, but at one point she's like introducing everyone in the band, and whatever song she was doing, I think she actually was doing Stand By Your Man, and that song finished.
Is that her song?
I think
that's Dolly, is it not?
I don't know if it's her song. No, I don't. Well, I think it was a cover anyway, because she did an Elvis Presley cover,
yeah,
as well.
I think it's Dolly.
At one point, she's like, introducing everyone in the band. Song finishes, and then she calls everyone of the backing singers, and she's like, "What's your name, girl?" And she's like, "Chantel." And she's like, "Chantel, I almost forgot about you." And then I did, and it was so fucking funny. But she is like, she's 83 years of age, so. And then she did like,
she's not 80, is she actually 83 more, years of age?
I swear, she's on a 5 o'clock headline. Well, sorry, she was headlining, but like main stage, 5 o'clock. At one point, she had to sit down. I was like,
83? Why are they hiring 83-year-olds? What's her name?
Jesus, Bree, don't be that ageist. Candy Stanton.
Candy.
She does You Got the Love as well.
No, I understand that she has great songs, but 83? She's actually 83.
But like Grace Jones is playing as well, and Grace Jones is like 74.
My grannies are like 83, 84, like.
And why aren't they headlining Beyond the Pale?
Because they're 83. I don't think, like, how does she make the...
Like, we didn't... She's had cancer. We didn't stay for Grace, like, Jones.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, and like, she spent like a little, during You Got the Love, she spent a lot of time talking about that, and it was actually, like, at the time, I think I was a bit like, no, but like, obviously a bit grim, but I think at the time I was just a bit like, I don't know, there was a part of me that was just like, sing, I don't care if you sit down for the whole thing, if you can sing the songs, right, but like, she's kind of not really singing, I was just a bit like, this isn't the vibe I was here for. I know, and now looking back, and I was like, you know what, I was being very harsh.
But like, she should just be retired now. She shouldn't really be doing the circus anymore.
But the thing that I saw we didn't stay for Grace Jones, which was probably a mistake, but like, I could not have stayed the Sunday because we were recording, and I was like, no matter how much fun I have,
don't blame us.
I'm not blaming you. I had work as well. Okay. I was like, no matter how much fun I have the Sunday night, it will not outweigh the colossal fear that awaits for pretty much the entirety of the rest of this week.
Yeah.
So I was like, it's not worth it. But I saw a clip of her, and she was just like fucking hula hooping around the gaff, genuinely on main stage in a leotard. I'm obsessed with her. She's incredible. Iconic. So who else? Saw a little bit of For Those I Love, but again, quite depressing material. So I was like, I'll stay for this, and then we'll move on to something else. Saw a bit of Dope Lemon.
Then I would have read this poster and been like, someone called, I'll stay at home.
Someone called Jockstrap. The last song was good. The rest of the set was a bit weird. Just not my vibe. Saturday then, as I said, I saw Book of Shade. Christian Loeffler. Some person called Tin Liquor. These were all people my friends wanted to see. I had no idea who these people were. And then on the main stage, as I said, we saw Candy Staton. We saw The Boom, who were class. Mm. They were so good. A little bit of Little Dragon. Left Field, no idea who they were, but they were good. And then the Sunday before we left, we saw Pillow Queens. But when I'm talking about the teething issues, at one point on Sunday, the main stage acts were running like 2 hours behind schedule. So, like, I think, when were Pillow Queens due on? Pillow Queens were due on at 6, and they didn't end up going on until like 25 to 7. And I was like, oh my God. And like, there's a hard curfew Sunday, like, everyone has to finish at 11. And I'd say they were like, Grace Jones has to start when she's scheduled to start, because I'd say they paid her a bazillion euro, and she was like such a name for them. So I felt sorry for Pillow Queens I felt sorry for everyone on that main stage that day. A much shorter set, and like, they were very good, but I'd say like, I kind of got the impression they were a bit cross, which is understandable, and I'm not saying that as a criticism, but like, do you know, and so they were having to sound check. And again, this wasn't just Pillow Queens. This was like a lot of them. They were having to sound check before they went on stage, which, like, do you remember when you'd go to EP and like, you'd hear people sound checking in the morning before the arena opened? Yeah. So nobody saw that.
Yeah.
We were like seeing all of, like, it was just, which again, I didn't really give a fuck about, but like, I can imagine from their perspective, it was a bit like, I hate this.
Yeah, ruins the illusion.
Yeah. But that was it. Yeah. What did you do for the weekend?
What did I do? What did I do? I went to another, it's the dark moon time of the month again. Went to another one of them last night.
How was that?
It was great. It was good. We went outside. We were doing it outside this time because it was so balmy.
Did you have your period? Do you have to have your period?
No, it's not to do with periods. No. It's about welcoming and...
You said time of the month.
Yeah, it is the time of the month, but like...
You just meant because the moon.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, it's all moon related, but... it was the... What is it? It's like seeing out the like dark moon and welcoming in the new moon or something. I don't really know. But it was good. It's like we did like some journaling and meditation, kind of sound bath and yoga and stuff. And it was great. It was a much smaller crowd this time. But there was one lady and you're like, my whole thing is like I get so distracted by people around me that I can't just like switch off. And it's like one of the things I'm trying to work on is like not getting so caught up in like what other people are doing and like letting it annoy me. So... There was a lady and she was like two mats over from me and she literally like for the first half of it, she just kind of sat there and kept like yawning really dramatically. Like when we were supposed to be like, just like working on our, like focus on your breath or whatever, I don't know. And she just kept me like, and then just like looking around, like she was not participating in the slightest. And
well, that is kind of distracting.
It's so like, distracting, but like no one, like Orla was beside me and she noticed. And then like Anne was like, two mats over again and she couldn't hear, or she heard the on it but didn't know who it was coming from. And then the second half there was like a part of it where we sat down and she lay down, and then everyone had to get back up and she just didn't get back up. She just stayed lying down for the rest of the thing and didn't do any of the stuff. And then she just like burped for the whole duration of like the second half. It just lay there burping out loud, and it was so weird. And I was like, what is going on? And I was like looking around, I was like, come on, somebody acknowledge this with me. And like the like girls giving the class or whatever, they were like leading the group. They were like, oh, you know, keep your eyes closed, you know, focus on yourself and all. Because I'd say they were like looking at me being like...
They were seeing it too, but it was like you can't be seen to be like actively... It's not really a... Like,
but it was like...
Is there a right...
To go there and not do a single thing. She didn't do any of the journaling. Like there's this whole like thing where you got to go like throw something in the fire and like let it go, and then there was like just like little bits, and we did some singing and chanting and all, and she didn't do any of it. She just literally sat there yawning until she got the opportunity to lie down, and then she lay down and burped for 2 hours.
So she just paid to lie down.
Yeah, but it was like, I was like, what are you doing here? And then I was like, I wondered, did someone drag her along as like someone's friend? And she just didn't really know what it was going to be. It was just, it was weird. And I text Orla after and I was like, could you hear the lady that was burping? And she was like, oh my God, yes. And then I text Anne this morning and I was like, could you hear the lady that kept burping? And she was like, I couldn't hear the burping, but did you see the lady who just laid down for the whole thing? And I was like, yeah, that was her.
That was actually her, would you believe?
It was so bizarre. And the whole time I was like, I just can't wait to go home and tell Mark about the lady burping. And then I was like, no, that's not what you're here for. You're here for you. That's my whole thing. We're going, Anna's bringing me to a different one in a couple of weeks for the full moon. Okay. It's on Courtown Beach. And we sit around the fire and then we all like get in the sea under the full moon. It sounds so fucking hippy dippy culty.
Nice.
And then like you get out and you have tea and chats and stuff at night time.
Fab.
So that'll be good.
Very nice.
I remember just sitting there last night though, and they were like literally like just walking around like banging a drum while you're lying there on a yoga mat under a blanket, and I was like, this is literally how all those cult documentaries start. And it's like, God, I just came out of it feeling so good, and like the people were just so nice and the vibes were just so good, and it's definitely
I can't wait to just gradually stop hearing from you and then just be like, what the fuck, and you're just like living on the beach
on a commune
full time. Yeah, eating sand. We put a call out for embarrassing stories because we had two of our own, and we didn't get that many in, guys. I'm gonna be honest. I thought we were all in this together, and one person was, and then everyone else was like, respectfully, no.
People aren't willing to share yet. If you
want to hear our embarrassing stories on the next episode, let us know, because I fundamentally cannot tell it on the
tell it now. Tell it now.
Because,
come on, we can't keep teasing it.
Okay. Yeah, okay, and it's the more I tease it, it's actually not that good. Yeah, it's not, yeah. Okay, so I went to the 1975, it's 2 weeks ago now at this point, or coming up to 2 weeks ago, in St. Anne's Park in Dublin. And I wasn't really planning on going out after. I went with my friend Owen and we met some of his friends at it. And they knew someone like vaguely who worked there, so got us into Gold Circle, which was class, right? And then they were all like, we're going out, whatever, right? But Owen had cycled down, so Owen was like, I need to cycle the bike home. Or no, he was like, I need to get the bike and I'll cycle and meet you in town, right? And I was like, grand. So I was with them and then we were waiting ages for a taxi.
Don't drink and cycle,
and then we went to Riot. Don't drink and cycle. fundamentally, do not do that. Do not do that. Bandwagons doesn't endorse that. But anyway, we got to Riot. That was fine. And it was getting, but like,
where's Riot?
It was getting to like on the Keys.
Oh yeah.
It was like after one and it was just kind of, we'd ended up actually separating from that group. And I was just like, I don't actually want to drink anymore because I drank a good bit at the concert. And I was like, I have a lot on this week. I was like, this is verging into like unnecessary territory. It's like a Wednesday. If I don't call it now, like when do I call it? And I'd been texting Cian, and Cian had actually been on to me like half an hour previous and I was like, do you want a lift? And I was like, no, it's fine. Because I was like, I'll just get a taxi. And I didn't want to drag him into town, whatever. And then I was like, right, Owen, peace out. And he was like, grand, whatever. So I get in a taxi and I'm home.
How long
for
were you
like
in town for?
2 p.m.
You just got there and turned around.
No, I was there for like maybe an hour and a half. Okay. Nearly 2 hours. Anyway, got home. But earlier that day, I brought my car to the garage because it is leaking oil. Because Christ. It's like a car of a certain age. But like I brought it to the garage and they were like, for a car of that age, it's a very tiny leak. Okay. Like, it's fine. Yeah. Like, it's not worth taking the engine out. A1, we love. Best Drive, great garage. If everyone
oh, yeah, there. They are great.
Very reliable. Love them. Anyway, so I had taken my car key off my set of keys. Sorry, I thought I heard a noise in the house there. I took my car key off my set of keys, left it at home. Did not think of that. And only remembered as I was literally getting out of the taxi. So I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to wake Cian up. And I was like, I was texting him literally half an hour ago-ish. Not much longer than that. Like, he's definitely still awake, probably. It's fine, whatever. So I start ringing him. And it rings once. And then there's like, you've reached the voicemail of whatever, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, right, okay.
What, did he cut you off?
Right. No, it was on Do Not Disturb. So when it's on Do Not Disturb, it like rings once and then like,
oh,
cuts off, yeah. So then I'm like, okay, is there a way I can get over the back and work that out somehow, right?
Do you have a side entrance?
We have a side entrance and the green, I wouldn't have got, the green bin was over my side, so I could have climbed on the green bin and climbed over that way, but like I would have had like, not a significant drop, but like too big of a drop.
Yeah, like 7 foot.
Yeah. And then I would have just been in the back garden, you know what I mean? And like, I was like, oh, maybe I could sleep in the shed, whatever, but the back door key was like, has the shed key as well, right? So at this point, I'm like, right, okay, this is significantly bad. And I'm in like a cropped shirt and like a mini skirt.
And all you have is your car key.
And all I have is my car key. So at this point, I'm like, right, okay. I was like, I'll leave it like an hour. I'm going to go sit in the car and then I'll start ringing the bell, right? Because I didn't want to be like,
why?
I don't know. I was like, I'll just leave him sleep for an hour if he's just gone to sleep.
Whatever. Like, that's insane. Oh, well, all parts of the third time, but keep going.
So I went and I slept in the car until, I actually fell asleep until like 4-ish. So I was like, right, grand. He's been sleeping for like 3 hours. He's got a good 3 hours sleep. I'm going to ring
peak,
the doorbell, right?
So like deep sleep, like what's that like? Peak REM? Like,
yeah.
He'd fallen deeper and deeper.
So I ring the ring doorbell, but like so if anyone who doesn't ring doorbell, the doorbell only really goes off in the kitchen, right? But you should, like, if you had a door, like, we usually leave our bedroom door open, right? So I was like, he'll hear that, right, or whatever. The cat will start going mad, whatever. So I'm, like, ringing and ringing and, like, knocking.
She's being looked after. She's fine.
And I'm, like, knocking, nothing. Not a gog, not a peep. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to leave it a few hours. I might leave it until, like, 6 and then wake him up then because, like, sometimes he stirs, whatever. And all the while you have like the ring camera is recording me going back and forth to the car, attempting to wake Cian up, sleeping in the car, getting up, getting out, whatever. 6 o'clock, I'm on the door, no answer. Go back to the car. 7 o'clock, I'm at the door, no answer. 8 o'clock, I'm like, right, his alarm is definitely going off around now. So he'll be like half awake. No, like dead to the world. 9 o'clock, I'm after texting it. I'm like, I'm actively in the car. Like, just whenever you get up, can you just open the door? Like, I have no key, whatever. Like, I'd obviously text him before this already. Like, I text him at like 2 o'clock being like, I've no key. I completely forgot. Really sorry. Can you open the door? 9 o'clock, he opens the door and is like, he said he went away and just was like actually bawling crying after because he was just like, he felt so guilty that he'd left me in the car for like 7 hours. So then I went up and slept in the spare room for like 4 hours and then just went back and looked at the Ring doorbell and just laughed and laughed and laughed and he felt so bad all day and he went and got me sweets in the evening and it was class. He was very lucky that I didn't actually have any work the next day because I was supposed to have a voiceover job and I had it in my calendar and I never took it out. And he came into me and he was like, do you have to do that today? I was like, no. He was like, thanks be to Christ. And like at one point, at 8 o'clock as well, like this is a Thursday as well. So like our neighbours, both sides have kids and they're both bringing their primary school age. So like, again, I'm standing in the door in a fucking miniskirt, like kind of actively turning away from them as I know they're coming out to the door. Because I was like, I can't even say a hi. How do I even like, I don't want to dob Kian in either and be like, locked out. Oh,
we're having a fight at time.
Podcast, whatever. Because that's what I mean. I was like, they're fully going to think we've had an absolute fucking banger or something and I've gone and slept in the car. You're like, do you know what I mean? Toxic couple 101. Anyway,
I was going out to yoga last night and I was bringing like a bed pillow with me and I was dressed in like fucking yoga clothes, obviously like comfy clothes. And then one of the neighbours, I was going out to my car with my pillow under my arm and then one of the neighbours was like, hi. I was like, fuck, she definitely thinks I'm like storming off to sleep somewhere because we've had a fight now for the night. And then coming back, one of the other neighbours was there and I was like getting out of the car with my blanket and pillow. I was like, it's all fine, I promise.
Yeah, no, Kian was like, yeah, we need to leave a blanket in the car just in case.
No,
I was like, this is
that is
actually,
not what you do.
No, that's not
you
the solution.
Leave a spare
like,
key somewhere.
Do you know what I mean? And we actually do have a spare key, but it's inside, but we need to get more cut. We need to give I was Googling like travel lodges. Like I was texting the girls and like one of the girls in Canada. So she was up for a while with the time difference. And I was like, when could I feasibly check into a travel lodge now? Because, and like, I obviously wouldn't have driven. I would have gotten a taxi, but like, I was like, I get it. Like, surely I could just mill over now. Like, but when I asked, they weren't sure. And I was like, I'm not spending the money on a taxi to get to a travel lodge. To be like, well, you're not checking in now. Or to be like, probably wouldn't have
could
been that
rang
much
them?
Because it's a fucking
you
travel,
could have
lodge,
rang the travel lodge. Maybe. No.
Probably, yeah. I don't know why I didn't think of that. Do they man the phones at that hour, though?
There's probably
like
a porter.
Genuinely 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I don't know
either. To be honest, it would have, it would have been a risky move. I would have banged the door down until he thought the house was on
fire. I was like actively not like I'll attach some of the Ring footage to this post just so people can see, but like actually maybe I won't. I think Kay might get cross with that. And probably rightfully so. I was like actively kind of knocking after a point because I was just like,
yeah,
how
you're
fuck?
Just like,
but sorry. We usually sleep with our door open but Kian is a very light sleeper, so he started earplugs. No, but he started sleeping with the loop earplugs. Okay. It was the one night he closed the door. So it was just like he was never gonna hear me unless I started shouting. And then what was one of the girls saying about like setting off one of the alarms or something?
Did your bedroom not face the like is it not towards the front of the house? Or is it
towards the back?
Is it towards the back?
So the only other thing was like if I'd gone into the back garden and started throwing stuff the window, but
that is crazy. I was telling someone about it and they were like, oh, was Kian in the doghouse the next day? And I was like, honestly, I'd say Kian puts up with this kind of thing so regularly that I'd say he's just like, oh yeah, of course she slept in our garden.
Yeah, I thought I'd be able to ride the wave a bit longer, but like after like the day he was like, no, like we're done with that now. I was like, all right.
No, that was your fault.
Okay.
No, yeah, it was just a calamity of errors.
I did actively, like it was my own fault for forgetting the key, you know. Yeah. And I was literally texting him half an hour beforehand. Like he offered the lift. Should I have just taken it? Yeah.
Oh, there's still, you know? Anyway. You can't live like that though. Oh, it's an experience. And now when you're sleeping in your car, because your car like probably not big enough to lie across the back seat, is it?
I drive in a Sand Micra. If you were maybe 4 foot, you could probably
What did you do? Did you sit in the passenger or the driver's side? And did you recline it? Like, what was your setup? Because that would be
no. I was kind of fetal position. I was kind of fetal position vibes on the back seat for my first sleep, and then my second sleep, I was like driver seat reclined back. Because then I was like, I don't want the neighbors to see me if they can, or they're starting to wake up, or they're looking out the window.
Yeah.
And I can't even explain how cold it was. Okay, so we were going to do embarrassing stories, which was tied into that, but then nobody wanted to share, which was
I had one
pretty rude, guys, I'm going to be honest.
About
Oh yeah, you go.
Pee in my pants in a car in when I was in Chicago. We went out for dinner for pizza and it was like happy hour, something. The happy hour was about to end, so I got like an espresso martini and a glass of wine and something else. Like I was like, give me them all right now. So like,
that's a chaotic combination. So that's a hideous, hideous combination.
It was ridiculous. And my baby sitting beside me in a high chair, like it was ridiculous. So didn't pee. We were like about to go home and I was like, grand, it's not that far, I'll just hold it. Got in the car and Ken was like, sure, we'll just go. We'll like take a nice drive down Lakeshore and we'll show you like the skyline of the city and then we'll loop around and come back. And then for whatever reason, roadworks or something or an accident, I don't know what it was, were happening. So the way back, the whole trip was supposed to take like maybe 15 minutes. It ended up taking like an hour. So I was sitting in the back seat and I was like, I'm going to pee my pants, Ken. I'm going to pee my pants. And he was like, there's literally nothing I can do. Like, it's like we're on the M50, like basically. So it was getting worse and worse and worse. And I just, it was like hurting. So I was like, what would you think if I just got into the boot and like just pissed into a nappy? And they were like, please don't do that. And I was like, no, I've my bladder control is not there anymore. Like I can't do it. Like throw me out on the beach. Like it was the worst I've ever needed to go in my whole life. So they were like, right, do whatever you have to do. Cause it was Kenneth and his wife and Mark and the baby. And I like took out all the nappies we had in her changing bag and just started, like I got into the boot so no one could see me. And I just started stuffing them into my pants. Like
Jesus big, Christ.
Like big maxi pads. And then just like squatted in the boot of his gorgeous brand new fucking SUV. And I was just,
had to go.
And then like, it did the job mostly. And then Mark started taking selfies with me so he could show my mom. To quote him, he was like, I can't wait to tell your mom about this. I'm going to send you one.
Did you tell her?
No, we haven't told my mom yet. Thank God. I would never live that down. I'm going to send you this.
Well, thank God we didn't commit it to audio recording, am I right?
No, or visual. There's a tree. I'm sending you pictures right now of me pissing in the boot. I look like I'm having a way better time than I am. Mark and Nora are having wacky racers on the landing. I think they're just...
I can't hear. I just hear the sound of beautiful birds in the background.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a... We'll give take it a load. Anyway.
But anyway, you had also suggested covering Kravis, given their most recent baby news. Congratulations to Kourtney Kardashian and Travis Barker, who are expecting their first child together.
Yeah. I don't know if we've ever actually done them as a topic on their own.
We did Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the TV show, and then all the Kardashians.
Were they even together then? Yes, they were. They were just together.
When we recorded that episode? Yeah.
With Orla.
What year did we do that? Well, I started dating in 2020 and they got engaged in 2021.
I kind of remember us talking about like how her style had changed at the time. But maybe it wasn't that episode. Maybe it was a different one.
Could have been just a celeb goss roundup, maybe. Anyway, what was your reaction to this baby news?
I saw TikTok surprised a couple of days ago and it was like, Kourtney's definitely pregnant, look at this. And it was like a video of her walking across the stage. I don't know if it was like a fashion show or a concert or something. And she was walking across the stage in like overalls. And Penelope is beside her and Penelope's like helping her down the stairs. And like she has a very obvious bump in it. And everyone in the comments was like divided, being like, it's just the overalls. They're hanging weird on her. And then other people were like, why is Penelope helping her mom down the stairs if she's just wearing overalls? Do you know what I mean? So I was convinced she was pregnant after seeing that. And then this came like a couple of days later. So was I surprised? Probably not.
My friend Alison is like obsessed with the Kardashians. And she'd actually sent me a photo of a throwback post she'd put up. Kourtney, I don't know, it was from Portofino. And she's wearing this like bralette top and jeans. But I think she'd been posting a lot of throwbacks. So she messaged me on June 6th and goes, see these throwbacks she's doing lately. So she she can soft launch a new style. She's moving on from the Barker look. And I said, Trouble in Paradise or just a new aesthetic? And she said, Prob's new look, but something's cooking. And it was actually just that she was pregnant. Yeah. But like, I haven't been, the only episode that I've watched of the new show on like Disney Plus / Hulu is the one where Chloe explains about then the first episode of season two, when it's like, it's actually, they filmed it ahead of,
oh yeah, when she's
like
talking
after
about,
they record, when she's talking, yeah, about the surrogate and how Tristan cheated during that surrogacy, and it was like really shit, and like you meet the small baby and all that jazz. That was the only episode that I've watched, and everything else I've absorbed like through the media by osmosis. So like I vaguely know what's happened, like what's been covered. And from that, I found it really boring. I found that episode with Chloe actually like quite candid and stuff, but in some ways also like really frustrating that it's like, I can't believe we're doing this again. And
yeah,
it's being aired out again for content. And like, yes, it's really vulnerable, but in some ways, why do you have to be this vulnerable? So I haven't been keeping up, pardon the pun. So what has been going on with the two of them in terms of this pregnancy journey and in terms of, I suppose, like post the wedding and stuff? Like, because that feels like so much longer ago than it was, the Portofino Italian wedding.
Yeah, we both literally just watched the special. I didn't realise it had come out. I saw this whole, the promo for it, whenever it came out, I thought it was like a new spin-off with the two of them that was coming. I don't know. So I didn't realise it was actually just a bonus episode that I'd missed. So we watched it today.
It came and like went. It seemed like there was no hype around it. And even when I saw it being announced, I was like, I couldn't have any less interest in this. Same. I was actually surprised how much I enjoyed it. Like, it was nice, kind of like, there's some bits I was like, Jesus Christ, as I would be with anything. But like, it's kind of like nice eye candy. I also kind of think I'm a bit of an apologist for them, which I think we'll unpack as we get into it. So anyway, where have we been? Sorry.
You haven't seen any of the whole like cleanse or anything. I think it was season one when they were like, they were like very open about trying for a baby. That's why I don't think anyone's surprised. Like, there's a whole like season.
I just knew they were. Yeah, I knew they were. Well, I didn't know if they'd kind of like put things on ice as well, you know, like in terms of like actually trying, because it seemed like I'd heard about it, that it was like a storyline. Yeah. I'm doing inverted commas. I don't really like using that expression, especially when it comes to like trying for children. But like, that was like a part of the narrative for season one of this like reboot of the show. But like, I don't know, like,
and then
I don't know like the ins and outs. So what's been happening?
So that was season one. And then in the most recent season, like I think episode one or two, Chloe goes over to meet Courtney and she comes in and she's like, listen, I know I'm already late to see you, but I'm actually ovulating. So can you give us 5 minutes and we'll be back? I'll be back. And Chloe's just like, whatever. And they go off for like 15 minutes and she comes back with her hair all tussled. So it's like, that's the only mention. Then it's kind of like still an ongoing thing. But season one, they were like very focused on it, and they were having, they'd done IVF officially, and it was, I think the first round was unsuccessful. So then they, like, I think Courtney had frozen her eggs when she was 39, and they didn't survive the thaw, which is like, she said, like, it's a thing that many people don't understand. Like, you think when you freeze your eggs that it's kind of a guarantee that they'll just be there when you need them. But obviously, it doesn't work like that. So they'd done that, and it didn't take or whatever. So they were trying like all these natural remedies to become more fertile. So she was doing, they had them on this cleanse where it was basically like no caffeine, no sex, no exercise. Let me find it. To help their fertility. And then what's the name on it? A Panchakarma cleanse, which is apparently like a 3,000 year old method that aims to get all the toxins that are deep within the tissue out of the bodies to have better quality eggs. And Courtney said she'd done it like 10 years previous, and she kept telling Travis about how like effective it was. So then she got him on it, and it just seemed like insane. And she was like on estrogen for the IVF, and then she was not having sex, and like she was not having caffeine, and she said she was having like mad mood swings. And Courtney was, or Travis was like, I'm okay with a bad or rough day with you than a day without you, and all this like classic vom inducing stuff.
Do you like them? Because I feel like, I feel like people were kind of like initially like, this is such a, like if you were a fan of the Kardashians, it was like, this is kind of such a slay because they've been like friends forever, and like everyone's always really rooted for Kourtney, and like she's wanted to get married and stuff, and like it was just kind of, I think they liked that it was a bit different. Yeah. And then they were on the show, and the impression.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm getting is that people fucking hate them is too strong a word, but like whatever their relationship dynamic is like too much for some people.
Yeah, they're very, very in love in a way that I don't think you can fake for television.
No, I believe
but
this
think
is
it's like too much.
100%
it might be too much for television. Some of it, like even like you, the right. wedding kisses and all, like where she's like biting his tongue and like, do you know? And like, it's just
the Vegas wedding is. A lot.
It's so funny. Like, it makes me, it's aspirational. It makes me want to just actually jump in the car and go to Vegas.
Yeah. And no, but initially I was like, ugh. And then I was looking back, I was like, if I saw my friend, like if I did, I would think it was the funniest fucking thing ever. Or like my friends.
She's
I'd be
hammered,
like, that's
like,
so gas, whatever. Yeah. No, the kisses are, but like.
And
whoa,
he called her Chloe. And he's like,
yeah, actually
I Travis take you Chloe. And she's literally like peeing her pants on the floor laughing. She's like, I'm Courtney. And I just thought it was very
it looks
funny.
Like. It looks like someone's, but that Vegas wedding as well with the Elvis, it looks like someone's back room where someone does nails. Like, you know what I mean? Like the love statue that you got in like the range. I was like, this is fucking.
Yeah, I loved
hysterical.
It. I loved it.
But do you like them?
I do. I do like them. I think they are just so like cringe and like touchy feely and all. But like, they just, it is like genuine. Like they are just obsessed with each other. And I was Googling it earlier and like they met back like in 2006. For the first time, because he was going out with Paris Hilton and then got to know her through Kim. And then they were just like hanging out, working out, workout buddies, like neighbors that just like used to meet up a lot. And then it all just kind of kicked off from there. So I do think it's like very, like, I don't think she has anything to gain from being with him other than like just pure happiness and love. Like, do you know what I mean?
I don't think she views relationships in the same way that the others do. I think the others are, well, sorry, Kylie and Kim specifically. I don't know about Chloe. Chloe is like,
I don't think Chloe even knows what she's doing.
I don't think Chloe knows what she's doing at all. And then Kendall, don't care. Who cares? Irrelevant. Like, Kim is like, were her and Pete Davidson fucking? Yeah, probably. Like, was she
using him?
Willing to go along with whatever before, like, nice press, yeah. Same with the Kylie and Timothy Chalamet thing. Are they fucking? Again, yeah, probably. Does Kylie think it's anything serious? I don't fucking,
I
you know what
it,
I mean?
Yeah.
Like, whereas like,
Courtney's never done
I'm
that,
like,
yeah.
Courtney wants to be with, like, and also I suppose it's different because, well, I suppose Kim has a lot of kids as well.
Courtney's the oldest.
I think Courtney wants to be,
she's like the,
yeah, and I think Courtney wants to be with someone for real.
Yeah.
But you know, like, the fact that they, I know they met in 2006, but the fact that it kind of all kicked off in 2020, there's, I wonder would it ever have happened, had the pandemic not happened?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's, her whole thing when she was with Scott as well is that, like, Courtney never wants to get married. Like, it's not her vibe. She doesn't want to get married. And, like, and then I think they covered this in the show. It was, like, going to Scott when they got engaged, it was like, oh, she just never wanted to get married to me kind of thing. And then when she met the right person, it was like, yeah, no, I could do this. But she said it in the special as well. She, once her dad died, she was like, marriage was off the cards because her dad would never be there on our wedding day. And like, she was like, never, ever, ever, like even remotely had any interest in getting married or like chasing relationships up until this. So I do like them. Would I watch a whole spin-off series with just the two of them? Probably not. But I like how, I have way more interest in them and the wedding and the romance than I have had with any of the other Kardashian marriages. Because it's just like, this is going to last, probably.
Yeah. So what did you think of the special then?
I liked it. I wouldn't have had any interest if I wasn't pushed into watching it for this. I loved how it was kind of unedited, especially like their Portofino wedding, you know, like the reception was just insane. How it was like just all these fucking teenagers bopping around to Blink 182 and then you see like Kendall trying to dance to it when it's like not there, you know, they're so put together and they're just like, don't really know how to do it. And then like Alabama and all are just fucking losing their minds to Blink 182 and it's just, I was like, this is, the Kardashians would have never orchestrated a wedding like this by choice. You know what I mean? It was not on anyone's bingo card.
Some of the peek behind the curtains and some of the genuine moments with them, but then there were a couple of moments that took me out, like the one that I sent to you when
the camera, you know, on
like
the bed.
Where they're a producer asks off camera, is how do you have this much footage? And it's Courtney and Travis sitting in the bed, and it's well, whatever. Our photographer was there, and she brought a videographer, which bargain of the century. How does any bride in Ireland do that? Would love tips, Courtney. And then it just pans, and there's this other videographer on the bed, just sitting holding this DSLR in their face, and I'm just I don't get how they can be so intimate in a way that actually feels genuine, not in a way that I get from, to be honest, any of the rest of them. But then I'm just oh, they're just so,
it's so genuine, they just can't help it.
I know, but they're so, how can you be so used to those cameras, you know what I mean? It's just so, and even the whole thing of, you know, okay, so the way the special is kind of lined out is that it's they are going through their wedding album, Courtney and Travis together in bed, and it documents the couple of weddings they had. So it was the Vegas wedding, which was not real, but
one of
a skit, whatever, a ceremony. Yeah. And then they got married in Santa Barbara. Yeah.
With MJ.
Santa Monica. Yeah. And his dad, because they wouldn't maybe be able Santa to travel Monica. To Portofino. Santa's somewhere. Anyway, with MJ, her granny, and Travis's dad, because they would have been able to go to Portofino, and also they needed to be in America to get married legally. And there's
that was them, the whole short dress, shoot kind with of them the in same the car. Vibe.
Yeah. And then there's Portofino, and Courtney's talking about the main wedding that everyone saw on fucking Instagram through these paparazzo shots and the big veil and everything else. And Chloe and the leopard and Kim and the black fucking and the glitter thing, whatever. Anyway, and we get to Portofino and they're explaining where they wanted to go, and there's one moment where they're going about the town. I think Courtney's explaining that her and Travis had gotten there earlier in the week and they've kind of gone under the radar, and then when everyone's here at this point and they're going into town for dinner, and it's paparazzi fucking everywhere, and that I found just really I'm I don't know how you're used to this. This seems fuck it.
They're trying to grab their children's hands. They're where's Penelope? Where's Penelope? In this.
Yeah, and they're step back. It just felt like unsafe and weird. Yeah. But also Courtney is at one point I'm paraphrasing here, but she's essentially I'm really surprised at how, not that they found us or whatever, but how busy it was, or that they are.
Yeah,
here.
But then at the same time she was it's such a small place, everybody knows everybody. So if one person knows, if one person is involved in planning your wedding, then the whole town's obviously going to know about it. Do you know what I mean?
I'm like, do you believe that? Or is this just you saying something to narrate this scene? It just, that felt a bit weird. And then when they were at that dinner, and it was the rehearsal dinner, and they were doing loads of set up shots again, which I get, but they were trying to set them up as candid. And there was one bit where it's they're all kind of licking ice creams, and they're being directed to lick each other's ice creams. And you see, so it's Chris is here and Kylie's behind her, but Kylie doesn't have an ice cream, but Chris does. And Kylie is going to either lick Chris or lick her ice cream, but Chris goes and brings it to someone else. So Kylie's just there in the background, with her tongue. It's so fucking just painful. They just, in some ways I'm you're just such fucking posers. Mechanical robots. I don't get it. It's so weird.
Do you know what was?
And then we get to the actual wedding, and I thought that was nice, and as you, it felt more genuine. His Travis's speech, and
Chris,
the shout out to
Chris gave
Landon's
five,
random friend again. Yeah, Chris.
Five speeches.
Mother
every
of
fucking event, she was I just want to say, and it's we get it. We know. She just wants her moment, I think.
The one thing I will say is at least she's capable of giving a speech, because you give the mic to any of the other sisters and it's the most innocuous, inane fucking shit I've ever heard in my entire life. And I'm like,
Kravis forever.
It's like a fairy tale. No.
Yeah.
They should never actually be allowed. I would be, when they were talking at the Portofino wedding and it was going to Kylie and Kendall was just shouting random things, I was like, shut the actual fuck up. You can't even say something genuine about me as a sister or Travis. Do you know what I mean? I was just this is awful.
Landon's a bit loose as well, isn't he? I'm kind of obsessed with him, but I think he's going to be he's definitely going to be cancelled at some stage. He's just a bit fucking.
Do you reckon?
He's just a bit too into the whole
I don't think
celeb
so.
Of it all, I think.
I don't think so.
I think he's just such a nepo baby that like seems to be like great, but like I think it's gonna bite him in the arse someday.
He is going out with Charlie D'Amelio,
yeah,
I suppose. So.
Yeah, I knew that. There was the whole thing about Landon getting on a plane and Travis flying, and it was such a big deal, and I was like, I don't understand what's going on here at all. So I googled it. Did you know that?
Yes,
the whole
plane crash thing. This is horrific. So like this is kind of one of the things as well. One of the things around their relationship, like Courtney and Travis, is
famous, and you're afraid of flying. But like then it obviously made sense.
Courtney was able to get him like back flying or whatever. Now Travis has always had like a severe fear of flight, and I think like Landon was the same ever since he was born. But it's probably
true his dad.
Something to do with the experience his dad had. Yeah. So he was in a group previously called Travis DJ AM, which was him and DJ AM. Would you believe? And they were due to go to an event to perform together with, like, I think it was someone from Jane's Addiction and Gavin DeGraw. This was September 19th, 2008. So we're going, like, way, way back. They were getting a private plane. And Travis had actually invited his ex-wife, Shanna Mockler, who we will get back to.
Were they married at the time?
No, they weren't married at the time. They were divorced, but I think potentially maybe trying to work things out. So they got married. Their divorce had been finalized earlier that year, but I think at this point, they weren't getting back together at this point, but they were on like decent terms, maybe. I think so. He'd invited her, she declined, saying she had a weird feeling about leaving their children. He had a vacant seat, so he invited his security guard, Chase Still, because he wanted like good company, and he was like, he'll have good crack in the trip, whatever. Background, Travis Barker always had this fear of flying, and like in his teenage years, like told people he was like convinced he was going to die in this plane crash, right? And they were doing like, even when Blink-182, they were putting together artwork for, I think it was Take Off Your Pants and Jacket in 2001. And they had like icons for each band member. It was like a jacket, a pair of pants and an airplane. And he was like, I don't want the plane. I have a really bad fear of flying. And he ended up getting the plane anyway. But anyway, back to this flight. They were due to fly just before midnight.
His assistant was on it as well, was it?
Yeah, and it was heading to California. And they were heading down the runway, and then suddenly they heard this loud bang, right? According to the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, the plane was departing from the airport, and then the air traffic controller saw like sparks coming from the plane. So the pilots told the control tower that this tire had blown and that they would be stopping the takeoff, but like whatever happened, they weren't able to. So they ended up, they went through the airport fence, across the highway, crashed into this embankment. He wrote about this in his memoir, and if you aren't bothered reading it, Sniper Memoir Book Club did an episode on it, and it's quite good, I will say. He's on the plane, DJ AM, his assistant, the pilots, and that other guy that I mentioned, Chase Still. The plane stopped. Travis Barker's trying to get everyone off. Him and DJM get off the plane, and they're like actively on fire, and they're running around in circles doing like stop, drop and roll to try and push the fire out. Travis Barker's on the ground, and like DJM is like helping him get the fire out on his feet, and the plane was like exploding. They were screaming. This is a line from their memoir. I was lying next to him as the plane was exploding, and I was screaming, are we alive? Barker and DJM were then transported to the burn center in Augusta, Georgia, where they were both listed in critical condition, and they ended up being the only survivors of the crash. So that personal assistant that you mentioned, Chris Baker, died, Chase Dale, the two pilots, and then less than a year later, DJM died of an overdose, and he has not gotten on a plane since. And I remember, like, there was a big whole Instagram post of Courtney being like, fair play, Travis, for getting on the plane. And he talks about it in the special, as you said, because like Landon gets there and they're like asking, I think Kim asks him about the flight, and Kim and Landon's like, yeah, it's like takeoff and
landing
is the worst. And Travis says, yeah, like Travis says in like narration of them like back in the bed over these clips, he's like, yeah, like when my crash happened, it was taking off. He was like, and like, I'm still deathly afraid, but I can't leave it impact my life anymore. But like he had to get, like,
he's like, his body is
16 surgeries. He spent like 11 weeks in hospital.
Like 65% of his body is covered in third degree burns. Still, like, that's like, he is lucky to have his arms and legs and be alive.
He was ringing people in he was ringing people in the hospital. Sorry, this is a bit grim, so like trigger warning, but he was like ringing people in the hospital. He was in so much pain. He was like, he'd ring up friends and be like, I'll give you $1 million, like, if you kill me, like.
That's insane.
And he just, he had like a lot of guilt over being, like, survivor's guilt. Yeah. And, you know, like, they didn't know if he was ever going to be able to drum again or play again. Like, it was really, really, I have, like, quite a lot of time for Travis.
That's what I
do like him. I think he's a fucking weirdo, but I also think Courtney's a fucking weirdo, and we just didn't realise it really until they got
together.
I think he's a good heart.
Like, I think probably from all that and other experiences, he just realised, like, he just, like, wants to love and, like, be happy and do, like, make things nice and, like, you know, he just wants the best in life. He's not, like, I don't think he's, like, wants that mad rock and roll lifestyle. He just wants to be, like, a nice family guy, settle down and be in love and just,
I think he's really committed to being like a dad. Yeah. And like loves drumming, loves music. I don't know if he like, I actually wouldn't be fair to say that he doesn't like fame, but I think he like tolerates it, because there's a part of me that's like, why would you get with Kourtney Kardashian? Yeah. Now I know they're like madly in love, and maybe he's like, well, the pros outweigh the cons, as you were saying, where he's like, I'd rather spend one day with you and you're cranky as fuck or not together at all. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. I think they're good guys. He's a good guy. They're good people. Ultimately.
Anyway, you weren't shocked by the pregnancy announcement?
No, because...
What did you think of the... Sorry.
The actual announcement?
Yes, what did you think?
I thought it was funny and very on brand for them. And I kind of loved it. It was...
I loved it. And I won't take actually any criticism of it. I love, like... And I hate now, there's a lot, like... I'm seeing people be like, but he obviously knew.
Oh, and it's like, so many people being like, why didn't she tell him? Why wouldn't she tell him? Like, why does everything have to be so public? Okay. And I was like, the bump, like, he knows, he knew. It was like her way of telling the world. But it was like,
it was a laugh. It's like, can't we have a laugh anymore? Yeah. Oh my God.
Why can't they do anything in private? Like,
but like, that's, I'm kind of, but then you have like, I don't know, like, again, I just think it's like, you'd never catch Kim or Khloe doing something like that. Well, you know what I mean?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I loved it. And I love, like, she has a sense of humour that they don't have or wouldn't, like, allow themselves to be seen to have, like, with this and the Vegas thing. Even, like, sharing the footage of her and how, like, fucking lit she was at her Vegas ceremony.
Yeah, she's locked.
But, like, just blissfully happy. But I think Kim would do it, but I don't think she'd let people see her in that kind of a way.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
I had thought that, and I was right, that Courtney, even after they got married, Courtney and Travis had separate homes that were like very close to each other, but they didn't live together, but they spent all their time together for the sake of their kids. They wanted, like, she didn't want to uproot her kids, and he didn't want to uproot his kids for the sake of them getting to live together when they were spent all the time together anyway. So they still had separate houses. And then I Googled it now, and they have bought, since last October, I bought Conan O'Brien's house in Santa Barbara.
Gosh.
For like 20 something million. So I don't know if that's like a beach house for the two of them, or if like all the families are moving in together. I'm sure it'll be on this season probably. So they do have a house together now.
Yeah, what do you reckon? Are we getting the pregnancy the end of this season, or is it to go into the next season? Because I feel like, again, from the outside looking in, nobody gave a fuck about that second season. Like, it feels like there was no interest there. Yeah. And I feel like they're desperate for eyes back on them for this season. But I feel like, and I feel like Disney Plus are spending a lot of money behind like sponsorship and awareness of like, they're back, they're here, make sure you stream. But I haven't seen like,
what's actually going to happen?
I still haven't seen really a lot of people. Well, sorry, I was talking about it with someone recently and I was like, look, I don't watch it, but like, what's going on? Like, tell me, because I am like interested, but like, I just,
who cares?
I don't actually find it interesting enough to watch. And she was saying about the whole thing of like Kendall having her storyline about the horse, and like how at the end of that episode, she's like, the producer's like, so how's the pregnancy, whatever? And then it's like cuts to black, and this person was saying it to me, and she was like, that hasn't been teased at all. And then I was like, what the fuck? I was like, no, maybe I will watch. That sounds interesting. And then someone told me it was about the horse. I was like, give me a break.
No, I saw it and I was like, there's no way Kendall's genuinely pregnant, and this is how I find out. Like, you're going to find out everything way before it airs on the show, you know? I don't know. I think maybe next season. She looks pretty far along. So given that this was probably recorded like maybe end of last year, When was it recorded?
So it's after the wedding. So the wedding was
probably like a year ago. I don't think we'll get the pregnancy in this one. Yeah. The wedding was this time, was May last year, 22.
Yes, they got engaged 2021. Excuse me. Sorry, just as you were mentioning houses there, this is actually so irrelevant, but I saw a TikTok earlier and it kind of shook me. Funny house news. Leona Lewis bought Shane Dawson's old house for $2.6 million. She put up this, you know, that TikTok trend where it's like you start walking and you're holding the camera and then you give the camera to someone else and they like walk with you. She did it with like her new-ish baby and all the comments are like, oh my God, that's Shane Dawson's house. I was like, imagine buying a house and like all these children are just like memories, nostalgia of this, like, to be honest, like not great person, not great YouTuber. Anyway, that just came into my head again. What do you think they're going to name the baby?
Oh, it's probably going to be like, it's going to be like a place name. It's probably like, it'll be like Portofino or something, or like Sorrento. You weren't in Portofino.
No.
It'll be like.
Do you actually? Okay, no, I think like, that's actually a good theory, but I think she'd also lean, I think there'd be a lean into like the rocker. Okay, well let's, okay, so they have.
You think it'll be like.
Landon.
Jam or something.
Landon, Alabama. Beach. Oh Rhythm. My God, Arctic Monkeys are after cancelling in Dublin. Kian is going to be like a dog.
When was that supposed to be?
Like literally tomorrow.
Oh God.
Not good part. Sorry. Anyway, okay.
It'll so be like.
I don't think they do another place name because they have.
No, you're right. It'll be like maybe something musical, but like whimsical.
There's no kind of theme with Courtney's children either though. No. Rain, Mason, Penelope.
Yeah, no.
Hmm.
Landon. Bama.
Any predictions, please comment them below on the page.
Drumstick.
No, Breed, come on, take this seriously now, for Christ's sake.
I can't. Like literally it could be something as outrageous as
drumstick. I actually it'll be like really think
Grace.
No, I think it'll actually be something Italian, as you said, or I think it'll be like something around where the fucking child was conceived. I could very much see that about them.
Yeah.
Or like something like Burns or like Passion or like Devotion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or like
it'll be Romance Barker or something.
Yeah.
And they'll call it Rome for short.
Genius. Yeah. Oh my God, we've cracked it.
I could see that.
Fucking cracked it.
If I guess that right, pay me €1 million, somebody.
Do you think they're together forever?
I would like to think so. I do get like a kind of Pam and Tommy vibe from them, which is like burn bright and like it doesn't like burn out. You know what I mean?
But they're not anywhere near as chaotic though.
No, and they're older. They're a lot like they're in their 40s. Like he's 46 or something. 40. He's probably older now. I don't know. She's 43. So like they're not fucking around like 20 something year old Tommy Lee. So I would hope that they're forever, but like you could just never know. I always think like, what do these people, like celebrities, what do they fight about? Or like, what do they break up over when they have nannies, people to take the bins out, people to cook their food? Do you know, like all the fucking petty shit that couples fight about.
Money and shagging.
It's taken away when you're a celebrity. Like, all you have to do is like literally like just be together and like kiss and be like. Just
I know, but it's like it's genuinely, I know, said it flippantly there, but it's like money, it's like are they shagging other people?
Yeah.
Even if you have like some kind of agreement, which I believe half of them do, like there's a thing of like the public image thing, you know what I mean? Like how is it is it affecting you badly? Is it affecting them badly?
Do you know what could be the detriment of them or Courtney and her family? I just think like they are very like in their bubble. We're going to do what we want to do. And like, it's kind of showing up now in the whole like Kim versus Courtney feud where it's like me and Travis think that this is not okay. And then it's okay, like whatever the fucking family thinks, nobody cares. Like they're doing their own thing and it might make her fall out with her sisters.
So talk about this with me. So, right. So the Courtney Travis wedding was like essentially sponsored by Dolce & Gabbana, right? They have a house there. So they like put everyone up and they were dressed in D&G.
Dressed all the Kardashian girls, I think. Opened the archives from the 90s for them.
Yeah. And it was like, Dolce & Gabbana are in the bad books for like a lot of reasons. You can Google it. Like, right, like literally pick anything you could be cancelled for. They've done it. Like racism, the whole shebang, whatever. They're just like too fucking... Anyway, we're not doing that episode on that. But anyway, so we reckon like that kind of partnership was a bit of damage control. But then you've like... Kim ended up walking with them for like a fashion show,
so
was
Kim,
it?
Kim's whole thing at the minute, her whole storyline in season three is that they have asked her to do like a collection and to like put together a collection from like their... and pull from like their 90s and noughties looks and pick her favourite looks and do them how she would wear them and put that in a fashion show or whatever. And Courtney's side of this is that Kim never complimented her wedding and how beautiful it was and how like how it was all like put together. She never mentioned it. Apparently everyone, all Courtney's friends on the day were like, what's wrong with Kim? She doesn't seem like she's having a good time. And then Courtney said that she was having talks with Dolce & Gabbana at the wedding about how she could do something with them. Kim
like
says,
do something else beyond the wedding.
Kim was having conversations with Dolce & Gabbana wedding about doing something with her. Kim said that never happened, and this all came like way after, and they approached her, and she's just like loved it, and like loved how loved has always loved them, whatever, and that she'd be silly not to do it. So that's the whole thing. But they like never, and then like rang Courtney to be like, "I'm doing this. Is that all right?" And Courtney was like, "It's a bit late now." You know what I mean? So they're in this big feud about how it was so soon and it was so similar to what Courtney did for her wedding that it's just a bit like stepping on each other's toes. So like Courtney's kind of not happy with Kim. She's not happy with Chris for never like giving her the heads up on it. And she's going to all the other sisters being like, don't you think this is like so bad? And then they're all just kind of like sat in the middle being like, who the fuck cares? Like everyone's just doing their best. So I think down the road with probably like something more, you know, significant, that she could definitely end up falling out with her family and like just like burrowing away with Travis and doing their thing and living their healthy lifestyle. You know what I mean? Because she's always had these little feuds with Kim. Like, remember the whole Candyland thing? It was like, you can't give children candy, that much candy at a birthday party. It's insane. And Kim's like, the theme is Candyland. Like, and then she's like, candy's so bad for you though.
What was the fight that they had? Like, maybe if you had a business you were passionate about, but you don't, and like you're the least interesting sister. What was that about?
I don't even know. It's just like I can't even remember. But they do bicker like sisters a lot, and it's Kim. She thinks Kim is all about the money and will throw anyone under the bus for the money, whereas Courtney's more about the family and like keep like she was like, Kim doesn't need the money. Why is she still going for the money when like she's upsetting her family now at this stage? You know. But that's, I'm just like, I try to care, and I'm like, you have so much, but you just have so much money. Who the fuck cares? Like, it's literally.
Do you
clothes.
Believe it's real though, or do you believe like?
Yeah, if Hilda did that to me, I'd be mad.
Yeah.
So yeah. Soon after, it's literally like four months after she got married, she's walking.
It makes sense as to why she was so fucking weird at the wedding though, because she did just seem like
jealous.
Not that's not the word I would use, but just like.
How can I get in on this?
Disinterested, I would have said.
Yeah.
Like the speech being like kind of, I don't know, it just...
Yeah.
It's so hard to tell with this family, like it's...
But these kind of things must pop up for them all the time.
Yeah.
Chloe said it, she was but like, we all try not to overlap on what we do, like we all do our own thing and stay in our lane, and now that they're like... Kim's like trying, like kind of overlapping him to what Courtney has literally just done like months ago, it's just a bit too soon and too similar.
But there is, from Dolce & Gabbana's perspective as well, though, it's like, of course you'd align with, like, Kim when she is the most, like, I'm doing heavy inverted commas here, but she is the one most associated with, like, fashion and style. She runs a fashion business.
And they've done the Courtney thing and it went down a treat, and now they're like, all right, let's build on this. What can we do now?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get Kim in on this, doing something similar but better and elevated and, like, yeah, I can get it. But, like, it's just family dynamics, isn't it?
I don't know if anyone follows Kardashian Colloquium. I've definitely mentioned them on here before. Just a really good Instagram account, kind of theorizing and like reflecting on Kardashians through the ages and stuff. And they had a post up yesterday, kind of getting into the Kourtney and Kim take Dolce & Gabbana thing. And they have an Instagram carousel up, and the first post is finding out. It's like a photo of Kim going like this. This is bad. If you're not watching the video, you won't get this. But like, it's a meme where it basically says that like the Dolce & Gabbana collection that Kim did generated 17% less search traffic for the brand than Courtney's Wedding.
Mm.
Like, that Kim collection, like, came and went. It was like...
I didn't even know it was a thing until it became a feud.
Courtney's Wedding was the thing, like, you know?
Yeah.
What did you think of the wedding style? I know there's a lot of talk about the dress afterwards and, like, at the time.
I just don't. Like, I'm not a fashion girly. I don't really care. Like...
It's not my taste, but I did like it.
Great in everything. Yeah, I do. I liked it. They look great in everything. I don't think I'd ever be like, God, what the fuck's she wearing? Because they're just great at wearing clothes.
Yeah, true.
It put me off getting a veil, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she kept getting caught and everything. People were walking on it. Like, it's just... Anyway, yeah. I need to go before I have another pee in my nappy incident.
Oh my God, sorry. Is there anything else we wanted to cover? The style? What did you do? You think she deliberately changed her style to fit in with Travis? Yes or no?
No, I think couples just kind of blend into each other. And that was just one of the things she's taken from him that she has incorporated into herself. Do you know what I mean?
I think like, also just it's
take
like...
on each other's interests a little bit. Like,
yeah, I think also it's like people are allowed to change their styles. You know what I mean? Like she's a fucking... there's a part of me that's like, I wonder if there is an age element of this where it's like, God, she's a woman and she's not allowed to wear fucking hoodies and band t-shirts anymore. Like, like, who gives a fuck? And again, she was never the fashion girly. She was never the one that I associated with, like, fashion. Like, looks. Never forget that she was at one point a sustainability fucking ambassador for, like, Boohoo or something. So, pinch of salt, lads, and all that jazz. Anyway, let's leave name predictions in the comments below if you're on the Patreon. We are very grateful for you all. Was there anything else we want to say? What are we going to do next week? Will we tell them? Do we know?
We don't know.
Will we do Miley next week?
Oh, we were talking about Miley. Week. Yeah, unless something it might be Miley. In the meantime. It could be Miley.
Might be something else. Who knows?
Drop your guesses in the comments.
Yeah, drop your guesses in the comments as to what we're going to do next week. Do you think they're going to last forever? What happens next?
Yes.
Are the Kardashians in their flop era? I do think they're... in it for the long haul, at the very least. I don't think it's going to be like, I don't think we're going to get news about it like next year or something shocking. Like, but like, I'm very interested to see where like the show goes. There's a part of me that's just, sorry, I know you're literally about to piss yourself, but I just find it very interesting as well that like, if Courtney hates being a part of the show so much or like kind of lets on that she does.
I can see them I can see them like flitting off to just do their own thing and like her just like becoming like Rob, you know, just not seen from or heard from again.
Just do like a YouTube cities, do like a YouTube series, lifestyle. Yeah, or like a video podcast or something. Because I don't know if Travis wants to do that. You know what I mean? They're quite strange in some ways, but you know what? I do like them. I kind of like appreciate the PDA, and I appreciate that it's genuine. And we wish them the best. Congratulations, Travis, on your beautiful baby child imminently arriving into the world. We have been Bandwagons. Thank you so much for supporting us on Patreon or Apple Podcasts, wherever you are. You can subscribe in the Apple Podcast app or on Patreon. Tell your friends. We will see you next week.
Goodbye. Talking about things that other
people are talking about. Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's AURA.com/safety.